Today is Monday, August 19th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Aviation Day. It's also International Bow Day, National Soft Ice Cream Day, and National Potato Day. You know, I'm a fan of soft ice cream. I like a vanilla soft serve cone, one of my favorite things, because I'm getting old, and I love a potato. Mark and I just had roasted potatoes for dinner on Friday? Yeah, on Friday. So maybe I didn't have ice cream this weekend. Although, this weekend has been my birthday weekend of indulgence. And so we'll talk a little bit about that. But first, like Big Brother. No, there is no but first. Yes, there is. I want to check contact because I want to keep up with that. So let's see if I can find our contact. You know what? I can't. Oh, there it is. Here it is. Do we have any messages? No. We do not have any text messages. And I'm going to look here to see if we have any voicemails. Although I'm not prepared for voicemails at the moment, we do not, so I'm good. So yeah, we will talk about what's left of the weekend. We did get a show on Saturday because I didn't do a show on Monday. So here I am back again on a Monday. So it was my birthday weekend, and we did the mix. So I made a filet mignon, I made roasted potatoes, I did both russet and sweet because it's just what I had in the pantry, and I only buy a couple of potatoes at a time because it's just Mark and I, and he likes rice, so I only make potatoes at most once a week, maybe even not that much. So I'll just buy a couple, but I had a couple in there. I had two russets and one sweet, but they were kind of smaller, so I was like, okay. But normally when I make a filet, I will bake a sweet potato and I'll put brown sugar and cinnamon just a little bit. I measure mine out because I've got to measure my calories. And so I measure it out, but no butter because I find that the sweet potato is moist enough that with a little bit of brown sugar and some cinnamon, it tastes great. Like, I don't feel like you need butter on it really. A white potato, you definitely need butter or sour cream or both or something because a white potato is very dry. And so if you just try to add salt and pepper to a white potato, it's not a great texture. Even a little bit of milk, but then you're making mashed potatoes. So, all right. So anyway, but I wanted to roast them. So I cut them up about equal sizes. I put them in a pan. I put some water in there. I brought it up to a boil, let it boil for a little bit longer than I should have really. I think I should have done like 7 minutes and I did 10 minutes. So they were a little bit softer than what I wanted, but that's okay. It's all right. I then drained the water, but I roughed them up. I kind of shook the colander around to kind of rough up the edges. And then I poured them onto a baking sheet, a cookie sheet is what we call it, but a baking sheet. And I let them sit there and steam and kind of release as much moisture as possible. I spread them out. And then I poured olive oil, and then I put salt, pepper, garlic powder, whatever, paprika, I think. And then I tossed them in the olive oil just a little bit because I didn't want to, they were a little bit too soft. The goal of boiling them first is because you want to make them, I'm trying to make crispy edges. And so if you boil a little bit and then you rough up the potato, it creates this starchy, rough surface. And so when you roast them, then you get these crispy edges. It's still not as crisp as I would like. I think I would prefer just deep fried potato chunks, to be honest. But anyway, you know, it is what it is. So I did that. I put them on the cookie sheet. I put them in the oven. I had sous vide my fillets. It's funny because last week these fillets were going to expire. And so while we were playing a game with Daniel, I took filet mignon out of the refrigerator. I seasoned it. I crushed some garlic, put on top of it, salt, pepper, all that kind of stuff. And I put it in a sous vide bag, and Daniel was looking at it longingly, like, because Daniel loves steak. And so he goes, oh, what are you preparing the steak for? And, in his mind, he's thinking, oh, Adam's going to cook steaks for me. That'll be great. I was like, oh, it's expiring. And so I just want to put it in the bag so I can freeze it. And then we can use it next week when you're gone. But anyway, that's what we did. So I had sous vide it. So I took it out. I heated up a pan really hot. I brushed just a tiny little bit of olive oil directly on the steak because I think that's a good way to save oil, save the calories from the oil, right? Because oil has a lot of calories in it. So I just brush like a teaspoon or something on each steak and then put them in a dry pan. I put a little bit more salt, put them in the dry pan, let them sear for 3 minutes on one side, and then I just lightly kiss the other side with heat. Not much. Take them off. I cooled it down a little bit. I'm just trying to save calories and everything. I cooled it down a little bit, put 1 tablespoon of butter, put my crushed garlic into the butter, let that saute a minute, and then I put the steaks back in just for a second, just to coat them with that garlic butter, and then put the left rest of the butter. And Mark does not like pieces of garlic, so I took all the garlic and put it on my steak, and I poured some butter on his. So that I did corn on the cob. There you go. I took up the whole episode just describing what I cooked. Then we had the gay mix, and Mark came in at midnight. We were done recording, but we do an after show. And so Mark comes in at midnight with a cake, and he's set up balloons downstairs because I was, my birthday technically was at midnight, right? So it was fun. I've never, as far as I know, I've not been podcasting, at least with Daniel, on my birthday. I think there was a Pride 48 New Orleans where maybe I was podcasting on my actual birthday, because I remember Mark bringing a birthday cake in. So it was either around my birthday or on, I don't know, or on my, could have been on my birthday. But it was fun. Then I slept late. I kind of stayed up late because I watched an episode of Criminal Minds. I was like, screw it. It's my birthday. I ordered DoorDash at 1 a.m. Well, I ordered it around 12:30, but it arrived around 1 a.m. And then I got up for breakfast. Mark took me to a really nice restaurant in Bentonville that we've never been to before. And it was kind of a brunchy style, or no, like a tapas style brunch where they had a few different small plates, and then they had some entrees as well. We just shared, because we're becoming an old couple, we shared chicken and waffles, a plate of biscuits and gravy and jam and stuff, and a patatas bravas. I'm trying to think if there was anything else. I think it was just those three things. So the chicken and waffles was kind of our entree. And, the potatoes and the other thing. The potatoes and the, what was it? Oh, biscuits. Those were kind of our appetizer. And we both got a drink. I got a grapefruit mimosa. It was good. Anyway, we did that. That was lovely. Then we go, and I'm going to talk about this. I may bring this up on the mix, but we go to the Amazium, because we had not been there. We thought about going with Daniel, but we ended up not going. And so we did that. And then we went home, and all weekend. So we went home, and I didn't want to do anything else. My mom called me to wish me happy birthday around 3 p.m. I thought she wasn't going to call. And she did finally call, and she said, "Oh, well, I thought I was going to see you today." So my mom spilled. She has back problems. She has knee problems. She has stomach issues. Every day she doesn't know whether she's going to have an upset stomach, if she's going to have a knee go out or lock up, if she's going to have back pain. It's just, she has all of these medical issues. None of them are life-threatening, but all of them are really inconvenient and make her want to lay in bed a lot. And she looks so young, but she is just... She looks young, but she is just in bed, like, all the time, or a lot. Anyway, so, my mom calls me. And she says, "I thought I was going to see you, but... You remember I told you on Wednesday that I spilled hot coffee on myself?" My mom had, she was still in bed, and my stepdad brings her breakfast in bed most mornings. And she had set her coffee mug on her chest, and she fell back asleep. And the coffee, scalding hot coffee, went all over her neck and her chest. And apparently she got sores and like broke out. And it must be first or second, because she was having headaches. So she said, "Hey, could we do your birthday celebration next weekend?" But she said, "I wanted to wish you happy birthday." So anyway, she did wish me happy birthday. And then we had Whataburger for dinner. We finished The Umbrella Academy. We started a new show on Netflix. New to us. It's in season 3 right now, but it's called Sweet Tooth. And it was a relaxing weekend. I'll tell you a little bit about Sunday in tomorrow's episode. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.